Hello, this is Stefan Chvijan. I am the co-founder and CEO of the National Christian Foundation. You probably already know that. I've said it many, many times. I get to introduce to you today some of my favorite people that live in this part of the country. We have here at NCF South Florida a board, and most nonprofits have what is called a board of directors, and then you also have a board of advisors. And these are men and women that are part of the community, and they bring to you their opinions, their ideas, their thoughts, their resources, their networks. And most importantly, they bring accountability. And it's important to actually like your board. And I actually love my board. I wouldn't even say my board, our board, because they are some of the most influential and yet, I'd say they're some of the most respected people in the community because of the way they do life, the way they do business, but also the way they follow Christ. And they are examples of everything we believe. When we talk about our mission and vision and our values, we talk about our mission is we redefine generosity and reimagine our communities. And our vision is every person reached and restored through the love of Christ. And these men and women that serve on our board actually exemplify these things. It's one of the reasons why we ask them to serve on our board. So it is with my great pleasure today to introduce to you Ginger Martin and David Fee. Now, some of you may go, oh, I know Ginger. I know Dave Fee. And some of you may go, I have no idea who those people are. And so I'm going to ask Ginger and then Dave, maybe just take a minute and tell us why you, well, not don't even say why you're here yet. Just tell us who you are and then why you're here.
Okay, I'm Ginger Martin, and I am the president and CEO of American National Bank here in Fort Lauderdale. And we're a family-owned bank and been around since 1985. And I've actually been at the bank, it'll be 27 years in January.
And congratulations.
I know, it's time has gone by fast, yes. And I will have completed my 17th year as president and CEO, which I never
imagined. And you also do something with the Federal Reserve, don't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I am a member of the Miami branch of the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, a board of directors. And so I'm in my second term, and that has just been an amazing experience.
Oh, I would imagine this time, especially in this season with what's going on in our economy and interest rates up and all that, you get to see stuff the rest of us only hear about months later. So, well, we thank you for serving on the Federal Reserve, even though you're probably not fully responsible for all of our interest rates going up, but maybe a little bit. Thank you for serving well.
Thanks, Stefan.
Yeah. Okay, Dave, who are you?
Well, I'm Dave Fee, partner at Lots Beach Company, native of Fort Lauderdale, grew up here, met my wife in high school, been married over 40 years. We have two children and four grandchildren, love Fort Lauderdale, been in the business, our commercial contracting business, for over 40 years. It makes me sound so old. On a side note, we do bank with American National Bank and Ginger, and the reason because Ginger. You're awesome to deal with. If I ever have an issue or worry, I can call you, and that's really neat. NCF or
– Well, no. So tell us about what does your company do?
We're a commercial –
And then how do we pronounce it?
It's called Lot Speech.
Lot Speech.
Yes. It's a German man's name. Mm-hmm. The company was started in Miami in 1928. And then over the years, his kids and grandkids took it over. And then my father became a partner with J. Lot Speech. And then back in high school, I grew up in the business. And I ended up buying the business from them. And then I have two younger brothers who aren't younger anymore. And they are running most of the day-to-day operations. Okay. But I did it for a long time and then sort of got unchallenged. I lost passion for it. So I wanted to kind of look elsewhere to kind of help and do whatever I can.
Okay.
And that's another story in and of itself.
Whole nother story. What does Lot Speech do?
We're commercial industrial interior and exterior contractors. We do drywall and acoustical ceilings, commercial doors and hardware, stucco, and building specialties, which are like toilet partitions and grab bars and mailboxes and flagpoles and fire extinguishers.
All the important stuff in order to get a CO.
all the important stuff right.
Yeah.
But we're, you know, been in business a long time, got really great customers. And at the end of the day, people really want to do business with people they want. And most of the time they figure out how to do it. And we've been blessed to have a great customer list.
Good, good. One of the things that both of you bring to the table is as I make my way around the community and I may be meeting someone for the very first time and somehow your names may come up. You know how this is a community, it's sort of small after a while, you start talking to people. Do you know this person? Oh, I know this one. I went to school with this person. And every time I mention both your names, and this would be consistent with most of our board members, every time I mention your names, it's always done with such accolades. I mean, the person that hears your name and speaks of your companies or your firm or your bank or whatever speaks so highly. And I think that means a lot in terms of our testimony as Christians. We talk about that in our LifeWork leadership program, in our Convene platforms, that, you know, your ministry is your business. And that is a platform that God – and you're spending 50, 60, 70 hours a week in that. And oftentimes the people's only understanding of your testimony, they may see you boldly share about Christ, but then their experience is, well, yeah, I do work with your bank or I do work with your company. And you know what? They practice what they preach. It's part of the course. So thank you for doing that because I know that's not easy. I'm sure you both have been faced with situations and challenges where, okay, what is the right decision to be making here? So let me ask you a question. You both obviously busy, lots of responsibilities, and yet you've graciously chosen, as we invited you to serve on the board of NCF, you said yes. We will always have a precursor to that, and that is, hey, pray about it first. Don't just say yes because you think it might be fun or you like one of us or you feel compelled or feel guilty. Like, go pray and say, Lord, is this where I need to be spending my time, my resources, you know, because you do a lot for NCF. I mean, you spend a lot of time and you all devote a lot of resources in that. Maybe tell us a little bit on a macro level, maybe Ginger first, why? Because you could easily say no, but you've said yes, at least until now.
Right.
But like, what? Why? I mean, what was it about the NCF mission, vision that you said, yeah, I want to be a part of something like this?
Well, I look back before NCF actually was a formal organization to Beach Fest, and wow, what an amazing event, and that whole bringing together, you know, and I think of as far as even one of our values as far as collaboration, you know, I saw that whole collaboration between churches and businesses, and so I know that was kind of the precursor to, you know, to NCF, but my first involvement with NCF would have been back in 2009, and that was through LifeWork Leadership. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting. I became president and CEO of American National Bank in January of 2008. I didn't even know, right, we were getting ready to enter this great recession, but I had been asked to participate in LifeWork, and I'll never forget this because I was like, oh, no, I'm too busy. I can't do this. I'm a brand new CEO. I'm trying to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. And but in 2009, I said yes. And so that was 2009, 2010, and LifeWork Leadership was just a life changer for me. And it was the speakers. It was the books we read. It was the people that I interacted with. And so from there, I became a LifeWork leadership coach for the next 9 years. So I went from saying, hey, I'm too busy, to the now you can't get rid of me because it just was so meaningful. And I think the thing I really liked about it is that whole thing of saying, hey, let's live out our faith in the marketplace. And so that really resonated with me because I'm a business person. And yes, I do want to use that platform that God has blessed me with for kingdom purposes. And that's part of what LifeWork did. And so that was very meaningful for me.
Well, and you became and continue to be this part of LifeWork. I mean, you know, and LifeWork isn't just, for those of you that may be unfamiliar with LifeWork, it's a program we run here that involves probably 8 to 9 months, half a day a month, where you come in with a network of other people, you know, 30, 40, 50 other people. You have coaches, as Ginger mentioned, she was a coach. These are peer coaches, and you have speakers and case studies and required reading. And you not only experience it, you became one of the architects of it. I mean, you helped really shape to it what it has become. And we've done it now for, I don't know, 18, 19 years, probably 1,200 alum throughout the South Florida community. So it's quite a feat. Do you remember one particular – there's probably – I'm putting you on the spot – one particular speaker or book or quote or something that you go yeah, that one really stood out for me.
Well, okay, I loved Oz Guinness, mm-hmm. and I loved the book The Call. I mean, yeah. It's a challenging book, but I love that. So his whole secondary, primary, and secondary calling.
It's one of our principles. So, okay, Dave, answer that same question. You're a busy guy. Well, probably not as busy as you used to be when you stepped away, but I know you have filled that void with a lot of other things. I remember sitting down at lunch with you and saying, Dave, would you consider serving on our board? And you said, why would I do that? And you were doing it not because you were saying, I didn't think of value of NCF. You were saying it because you felt like, well, what do I have to bring to the table? I remember specifically my answer, and I won't go into that now, but I felt like you had a deep understanding and experience of all the things we do. Your involvement. Why did you take a nod and say, I want to help lead NCF?
Well, Ginger started talking about how she got involved with NCF. And I mean, you just took the words out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. I was at Beach Fest, or we heard about Beach Fest. And as a company owner, I wanted to be a part of that. I was a Christian. And prior to all this, it seemed like us Christians were not encouraged mm-hmm. to kind of say that out publicly. Mm-hmm. So this was like a first program opportunity that mm-hmm. we can say, hey, our company, Lot Speech, is going to be a sponsor of this, and this is going to go like countywide or statewide. And I was proud of that, not in a boastful way, but I wanted them to know what kind of company we had mm-hmm. and the values and virtues that we run our business by. Mm-hmm. So that was the beginning. And then I was on the first sort of the beta version of Life Work Leadership. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome mm-hmm. hanging around men and women who we're really interested in how do we infuse this new life work into our business, mm-hmm. into our community, into the way we do business outside of church on Sunday. Yeah. This was very interesting because there's a lot, so much fruit that we as a community can gain from it. Yeah. But prior to that, it's been like sort of taboo to kind of share that. You do that on Sundays. You don't really bring it to the workplace. No, this is a great time to put it in the workplace. So I was super encouraged to become part of this community. Mm-hmm. And then how I got on the board, well, you came and asked me, and I was honestly pretty humbled by it because I didn't really know what am I going to bring. But I just saw the people that were there, and man, I want to work with them, and I want to make a difference in our community. When I sit back today, see, just as a chair, and look at the impact we make. And again, we don't do a very good job in letting others mm-hmm. know what we do, mm-hmm. but NCF has a heck of a impact in our community. We do a lot, and we're there for people when they need it most. Mm-hmm. And it's just great to hear the God stories of how that happens. And we, again, need to do a better job in letting others know, because I think if others knew mm-hmm. what we do, there would be a call mm-hmm. to come to arms mm-hmm. and rally for the cause.
Well said. And as we've said before, our mission is to redefine generosity and reimagine our community. And what you just said, Dave, really is one of the reasons why we tweaked our mission statement a little bit, because we thought so often generosity, when people think generosity, again, they think money. And we do so much more than the money part. Oh, I mean, certainly we do the money part. You have donor advised funds. People use us as a tool for their giving. I still have people that come up to me, so explain to me what you guys do. So I give you money and you give it away for me? No. You tell me where to give my money away? No. God is giving you those resources. We just hold it until you tell us where you want to dispatch those resources somewhere around the world. And that's redefined generosity. It's not just the financial piece, but as Ginger's talking about, as you're talking about, the life work experience, networking with other business leaders, you know, you using your platform at the bank or your platform at the company to say, okay, that's also an expression of generosity, because I'm going to use an influential platform in the marketplace and not just share Christ, but live it out, which in many cases in the marketplace is even more important than just sharing it.
Yeah, and just to add to that, a lot of people stereotype business owners or presidents of banks that they're super affluent, they have all this money, and they're keeping it all to themselves. Mm-hmm. But what I've noticed is that people in our company, when they see what we get involved with or what we invest our time and energy in supporting and doing projects, they look and go, oh, they don't just keep it to themselves. They give back.
Yeah.
And they worry about the other people who are maybe disadvantaged or whatever. So it's a great platform as a business owner to become involved with or engage with, because it lets people in their company know that it's more about just the owner, the profits, the bottom line. They're giving back to the community, which is super healthy for a company.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? And you've reminded me something that I learned from you, Stefan, in LifeWork, because I heard it more than once. I'm a slow learner. But it's talking about having a generous life. And so the L is the love, the I is the influence, F is the finance, and E is that experience. Yeah. And so when we, again, we talk about giving or being generous, and the first thing is the finance, F. But no, it's like, what do we really care about? If I can share my influence as far as making an introduction, in my experience.
Right, yeah.
And so I think NCF has really done a great job of encouraging just a different group of people to really live that out.
And I think
– give some permission, right?
Yes.
To do it. I mean, and I know enough of y'all's stories to know that you've both – you don't just sit in board meetings and go yay, nay, vote, you know, I motion this, I motion that. You actually are doing it. Like NCF is a tool to help you do what you're doing better, you know, and that's what's – frankly is what we want NCF to be. And that's part of the reason why we don't do a good job telling our story is that oftentimes we want the champion – to be the local ministry, the local church, the giver, you know, those kinds of versus NCF. But you guys are doing it. I mean, Ginger, you're climbing mountains all around the world. and I mean, that takes a toll. And it's a lot of work and it's a lot of time, a lot of effort. But you're doing it for a reason. And you're doing it to champion a cause of just bringing attention to the plight of human trafficking and what do we do to solve it. And so – And I know enough of your story, Dave, and what you're doing with your family and just the heart you have for missions and what you're doing to reach out to the world and in cases the unchurched. And, you know, that's some really cool stuff. So both of you guys are living it out. Okay. I want to do something in 3 or 4 minutes that we have left. Let's pretend we're having a board meeting. And we've gotten away. We've gotten through all the niceties and all the, you know, nice stuff. And now we're at a place in our board meeting where we're going to talk about the future. And, you know, this is your opportunity to say, okay, what is one thing that I think as a board member NCF should do in the next 3 years that they currently are not doing or do a better or do more of or stop doing or anything like that? Be a board member for a minute. So everybody gets to know what board members are like. It's not just everybody patting each other on the back, you know, those kinds of things. Does anything come to mind? Because plenty come to my mind.
Wow, that was a tough question.
Yeah.
But because let me just tell you what I was thinking about before you asked that question. I was thinking about one of our values as far as Imagineering.
Okay.
And I was thinking about my journey with NCF, all the neat new things that we've done. Mm-hmm. I think about one I just got involved with, Convene, the CEO Forum. Mm-hmm. And so you think about Church United, you think about Soul Care, how we're caring for, you know, our pastors and our leaders as far as that whole health. So we've done just a lot of cool things over – and try some things that maybe we said, no, that didn't work, and some new things. So I'm punting on that one.
Yeah, no. It's not a punting because if I'm sitting in a board meeting, I hear you say that. I think what I'm hearing you say is, you know, there are a handful of things that we're doing that are very good, and we need to just keep developing them, nurture them, advocate for them, get people out there to know about them. Because there is a lot going on, and you're right. So that's encouraging. I mean, that's a good – you can stay on the board. That's good.
Thanks.
I guess for me, two things come to mind. Telling our story. Mm-hmm. We need them to hear our story because we're not just a donor advice fund that just hangs on to people's money.
Right.
We are way more than that. So tell our story and create a way for people to engage more. Mm-hmm. And the thing that comes to mind is the breakfast. Mm-hmm. We're not going to call it the mayor's prayer breakfast anymore, yeah. but it's the breakfast yeah. or whatever that is. I remember the last one. I think the last one we had was big. I mean, we had 1,000, 1,500 people.
1,500, yeah.
We brought 30 people from my office who are a lot of them unchurched.
Yeah.
And they would come back from that like, that's really awesome. Mm. Oh, my goodness, you're involved with this. How do we get involved? How do we serve? Mm-hmm. So tell our story yeah. and engage Those more in something like that venue.
Good. You agree that, with that, Ginger?
That's why he's board chair.
No.
Do you second that, Ginger?
I do second that.
Okay. Well, just for those of you that are listening, some context is years ago we were hosting what was called the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. It was a breakfast. We didn't start it. It had been in the community for 50-some years. And for a number of reasons, we put a pause on it, and there's a growing rumble out there about let's bring it back, a form of it. We don't know exactly when and where, but right now we're eyeing 2025, and we're hoping to do that. And that was usually an opportunity to bring the community together, particularly the faith community, but anybody was welcome, and to celebrate all the good that's going on in our community, because there's a lot of good. I mean, yeah, we look at all these headlines and we hear about this and that, and you know, it's not good. There's a lot of bad news out there, but we're like, no, but there's a lot of great stuff. So let's take an hour and a half and eat some cold eggs and celebrate.
Well, you know, when I look back over those breakfasts, I went for years, co-workers, mm-hmm. took customers. We've had some amazing speakers just really a great great environment.
We're waiting for those of you that are local. Frankly, what we're waiting for is for the convention center to be finished being remodeled down in Fort Lauderdale, because that's pretty much the place to do it. And so we're just sort of twiddling our thumbs. But in the meantime, start putting together some work. So, well, I want to just thank you all both for serving on our board. And as I said, as we opened this, you all are an example of what a good board member is, not just because you sit around a table and when we have our meetings and just go, yes, yes, yes. You bring up you have critical thinking. You bring up good ideas. You advocate for what's happening here. You financially support this ministry so that we don't have to do fundraisers. And you tell your friends about what's going on. You sharpen us. You encourage us as part of the staff. And so your role is really, really important. And who knows, there'll be a day where maybe someone's listening to this podcast and they're thinking about serving on the board. And so I would hope that they hear about two amazing human beings that are effective in their community and yet have enough little bit of time to help guide what God is doing here. So thank you very, very much, Ginger and Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks.
God bless you. Thank you for joining us today at the Generous Life Podcast. If you'd like to know a little bit more about how NCF can serve you or how you may be able to get involved, please find us at ncfgiving.com/South Florida. Again, ncfgiving.com/South Florida. God bless you, and thank you for joining the Generous Life Podcast.